Welcome to Cope and Tell, a podcast about Copenhagen and Denmark's history. Written and produced by Danish historian and tour guide Rune Edberg. This podcast features excerpts from Rune Edberg's book Know Your Dane, Unlocking the Secrets to the Danish Mentality, as well as stories from his two walking tours, World War II and Copenhagen, and Copenhagen's Dark History Walk. It is possible to book a spot on these tours on the website copentell.com. On this episode,
behavior in the private space and at family gatherings. When it comes to private gatherings in Denmark, there are some norms and values within the Danish mentality that come into play. Similar to the workplace, it is expected that you will arrive at the scheduled time. Not 15 minutes too early or 15 minutes late. If you are late, you are expected to inform the hosts. Upon arrival, you will give the host a handshake. And in most private Danish homes, you will take off your shoes along with your outerwear. Before discussing controversial topics such as politics, economics, or your sex life, it's a good idea to put a finger in the ground, as the Danes say, to feel the gauge of those around you. As mentioned earlier, Danes are somewhat reserved at the beginning of a new relationship, and it is better to start the conversation a little more superficially. For example, by talking about traffic or the classic Danish weather. If you want to talk about a deeper topic, you might have to wait until you have had a little food and drunk a glass of beer or wine. Then, even your hosts might open up a little more. Generally, Danes seek to create a relaxed and informal atmosphere at private gatherings, in line with the concept of hygge. Behavior at family gatherings. Arrivals. Danish family gatherings follow their own stringent traditions and forms. The Danes are traditionally very punctual, which also applies to family reunions. Guests are expected to arrive precisely at the appointed time. You should arrive neither early nor late. Therefore, it requires a little planning to arrive at the exact time. If you get delayed, it's a good idea to call in advance and inform the hosts. After arrival, the guests greet the host or couple, and then they go around and greet all the other guests with a handshake and eye contact. This may even happen in a large gathering of up to 200 people, which may make it a little awkward when trying to start a conversation with someone who cannot remember your name. The event usually follows a schedule, consisting of a welcome speech with accompanying drinks. Hereafter, all participants find their specified tables with their name tags at each seat. Often the married couples are separated at the tables. Presentations. Danish family celebrations are interesting, because they are one of the few places where old gender roles and traditions continue to play an indirect role. For example, as a party guest, you must greet the hostess before you greet the host. The way that guests are presented to each other can vary, such as the closest family members of the host couple are presented first. The oldest guests are presented first, so they can sit down first. The female guests are presented by their male companions. Welcome drinks. For large family dinners, welcome drinks are served to the guests while they wait for a table to sit at. Even though the Danes love alcohol, there are also many who do not drink alcohol. Therefore, an alcohol-free alternative is always offered to guests as a welcome drink. Seating arrangements. Seating arrangements for large family events also follow the old gender role patterns. In Denmark, the female guests are placed on the right side of their male companions. At some parties, individual guests have assigned seats. At other parties, guests will receive a place card with their table number on it. At the more traditional celebrations, gentlemen must pull out chairs for their female companions, as well as pour their drinks for them. Appetizers. When everyone is seated, the appetizers, often consisting of a lighter dish including fish and shrimp, are served. Everybody eats the same dish at the same time. After the appetizers, it's time to stretch your legs for a while before the main course is served. Main course. The whole event is centered around the three-course meal and can last for hours. The main course is often a meat dish served with gravy and potatoes. If you are a vegetarian or a vegan, you will need to inform the hosts in advance. After the main course, There is often a longer break where you can go to the toilet or stretch your legs again before the dessert is served. Dessert and alcohol. The dessert often consists of a cake made with fruit and icing, as well as a variety of alcoholic drinks and tea or coffee. Danes like to drink, especially at family gatherings. The Danish flag is also centrally featured at all the tables, but also sometimes on the cakes. These events often start at noon and last for up to 8 hours, meaning you spend the whole day at the event, and you will possibly have planned accommodation due to the intake of spirits. There may also be various types of social games, depending on the theme and type of the party. For example, if it is a wedding, the various guests may offer stories and anecdotes about the bride and groom. Speeches. When it comes to making a speech at a family party in Denmark, the topics addressed, the number of speakers, and when the speeches take place may vary depending on the type of party. There can be spontaneous speeches when a guest may tap their wine glass with their cutlery. However, it would be a good idea to have informed the hosts in advance. During a wedding, either the groom or the father of the bride will make the first speech. Additionally, some hosts want the speeches done first to get them over with quickly, while others wait until the guests have eaten their main course first. When toasting after a speech, you must make sure everyone close to you has something to drink first, and then say the old Viking word, skål. Cheers! Another special tradition of Danish party songs is they are placed in a sangskjulir, which is a box made of different materials, such as papier-mâché or wood, and can sometimes be decorated to fit the theme of the party or event. After the main course, party games will be played. Often, family members will have planned a game in which the party's hosts are the key participants. This is often when the special songs will be played and sung. There can also be music at the event, either as background music during dinner, or even live bands or DJs playing after dinner and later into the evening. Gifts. At the entrance to the venue, there is a table, especially for the presents from the guests to the hosts, which are opened and displayed for everyone to admire. When it comes to choosing gifts for the hosts of a family party, there are many possibilities. If it is for a younger person or couple, it may be a good idea to find something for their home, such as kitchen utensils or an ornament. If it is for an older person or an elderly couple, it may be more relevant with an experience, such as a gift voucher for a visit to the theater or for a dining experience. If it is for grandparents, a photo of their grandchildren can also bring joy. However, most often, the hosts will have issued a list of gift ideas in advance so that the guests can find the right gift. Book a spot on Copentel's World War II walking tour in Copenhagen. Take a journey back to the 1940s, when the Nazi German forces had occupied the Danish capital. On this guided walking tour, we will visit the city district of Vesterbro and the city center of Copenhagen. In the company of our historian Rune Edberg, who is specialized in the Second World War and the German occupation of Denmark 1940-1945, you will have the unique opportunity to visit some of the central places of the Danish freedom struggle during the Second World War. You'll become acquainted with the central themes and paradoxes of the period. Danes in the resistance movement and Danes in German service, which came to violent expression through assassinations and bomb attacks that divided the Danish population during the five long years from 1940 to 1945. We will stop outside at some of Copenhagen's most central locations and sites from the Second World War. This includes the former Gestapo headquarters at Schellhuset, where we will hear the story of the British bombing of the building on the 21st of March 1945 and its consequences. We will also visit the place where the resistance group Holger Dansk was founded and come past the dreaded addresses from which Hitler's henchmen ruled Denmark with an iron hand. You can book your spot on Copentel.com.
You have been listening to Copentel, a podcast about Copenhagen and Denmark's history. Written and produced by Danish historian and tour guide Rune Edberg. This podcast features excerpts from Rune Edberg's book Know Your Dane, Unlocking the Secrets to the Danish Mentality, as well as stories from his two walking tours, World War II and Copenhagen, and Copenhagen's Dark History Walk. It is possible to book a spot on these tours on the website copentel.com.